The halacha is that when you do an aveira b'shogeg, so under the right circumstances and details, you are chayav to bring a karban chatas. So if you do a sin unintentionally, you have to bring a karban chatas. So there's a interesting Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos based on the Gemara in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, the 19th perek, that the Rambam makes a distinction between different types of shogeg. Sometimes you bring a karban chatas, sometimes you don't. So it's talking about being machal or Shabbos. So the halacha is uvayom hashmini yimo b'sar alaso. On the eighth day, one does the bris milah afilo b'Shabbos. Even if it's on Shabbos, you do the bris milah as long as it's day eight. A milah b'zmana is docha Shabbos. A milah shelo b'zmana is not docha Shabbos. So the Mishnah talks about ta v'dvar mitzvah. There's two different cases. A person is involved in a mitzvah milah, but in one scenario, instead of taking the day eight baby on Shabbos, he took the day seven baby. Maybe he counted wrong, whatever the day, he did a day seven. In another scenario, he took a day nine baby. So both of them generally we do not do on Shabbos. We only do a day eight, a milah bizmana on day eight on Shabbos. We don't do a day seven baby. We don't do a day nine baby. So there's a distinction between the two. So tar bidvar mishnah, if you make a mistake, tar bidvar mitzvah, you make a mistake and you bring the day seven baby, so there you have to bring a karban. But tar bidvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah, i.e. you took a day nine baby because it's still a mitzvah after day nine. Before day eight, it's not a mitzvah. The pashtus is you don't get the mitzvah milah before day seven. But day nine, you do get the mitzvah. You just shouldn't have done it on Shabbat. But since it's tar b'dvar mitzvah, ba'asa mitzvah, so the difference is if you do a mitzvah, there is no karban. So the Rambam then gives an example of what's the case of ta b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. So he talks about no tel dalad minim b'Shabbos. If a person took, we know as this like this halacha on Rosh Hashanah that you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, you can't take the dalad minim on Shabbos, even on the first day, because the gzeira d'rabbanan, you might come to carry. So the Rambam writes, what happens if you carry? You're over in Issa d'Raisa, you carry the four minim on Shabbos. So the Rambam says, pata mi karban. Why? Because that's the case of ta v'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. So we see the Rambam, there's a major debate we'll have to get into, is let's say the Torah tells me not to do something, not to blow shofar on Shabbos, not to shake the dalad minim on Shabbos, and I go ahead and do it anyway, so if it's considered tar b'dvar mitzvah ve'enu osa mitzvah, I'd have to bring a karban. The Rambam says clearly, so the Rambam seems to go with Rabbi Akiva Eger. I should say Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to work with the Rambam. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says it, that if one goes ahead and blows shofar on Shabbos, that there is a Kiyam HaMitzvah. The other Achronim disagree, the Chelkas Yaakov among others, and this is really, we'll see, it's a major Machlokas Rishonim. But the issue is, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Yesh Koach B'Yadcha Kol Lakord V'Ar Torah B'Shevi Al Tase. You have a mitzvah, the power, the Chacham have the power to uproot a mitzvah by telling you not to do something. So the question is, how much power do the rabbis have? So, could they just tell me not to do it? Like, the mitzvah b'mkoma omedes, the mitzvah deraisa stands. I just can't do it. Or no, they have a power to uproot the mitzvah. So that seems to be machlokas rishonim, Tosfos to Ran regarding the Gemara in Sukkah, that the halacha is everyone agrees you have to eat in the Sukkah if you want to fulfill your mitzvah deraisa of Sukkah. But what about after Shulchan is outside the Sukkah? So even though Min HaTorah we assume it's okay, but Midrabanan, the rabbi said no, because we know you're going to end up where the food is, and therefore you'll end up eating outside. So the rabbi said, so the Russian HaGemara is, someone who does this eats inside the Sukkah, v'shulchanu outside, go kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha, he's never fulfilled his mitzvah. So that's a debate among the Rishonim, means he didn't even get the mitzvah. He didn't even get the mitzvah daraisa? Or no, he got the mitzvah daraisa, but he didn't get the mitzvah bishrei muso. So that's this. So that's the shayla Rav Akiva Eiger raises. If you blow shofar on Shabbos, so he thinks, so min haTorah, it's yom trua. Min haTorah, we have a mitzvah of hearing shofar on Shabbos, ben b'mikdash ben b'medina. It's only a gzeira d'rabba. So how much power do chachamim have? So Rekiva Eger is learning, they only have the power to tell me not to do it. So I'm violated the yisra d'rabbanan, but the mitzvah d'raisa, I do get a kiya mitzvah of shofar. And the chelka's job, the other school of thought says, no. Then not only do chachamim tell me not to do it, but they have a power to redefine the mitzvah of shofar. Like there's a prima gadin that talks about Friday night, there's a whole discussion, but the women are chayiv in Kiddush as well, as men, min haTorah. So the shayla is the Magen Avraham writes that if you daven Friday night davening, you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush. So the assumption is you're davening, your wife isn't. So how could you go home and make Kiddush for your wife? Because you're only chayiv midrabanan now, and she's chayiv min haTorah. So there are many answers. But the answer of the prima gadin is no, that it's true. But once the rabbi, it's true min haTorah, we pass in Kiddush bedvarim. But once the rabbi said, you got to do Kiddush al hayayin, so therefore you get nothing if you do Kiddush bedvarim. So therefore, when the husband davened in shul, he got nothing. So he comes back, he's chayim. So that's a major debate whether that's true or not, but that seems, that's the issue here. Can the chachamim redefine the mitzvah d'raisa? Or no, the mitzvah d'raisa stands, except you just violated the Yisra D'Rabbanan. That seems to be the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eiger against the Chelkas Yoav and other Achronim. And in fact, I think his name was Rabbi Yosef Akiva or Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, who many years ago, big Torah scholar, I think he had a discussion with Rav Shmuel Salant, who was the chief rabbi of Jerusalem at the time, and he spoke to him about he wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos. He wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos because he thought it was mutter. It's a whole discussion because, number one, it's Yushalayim, the old city of Jerusalem. That's like the Mikdash, according to the Rambam. Maybe it's a base of it. It's a din of a base din. Whatever, based on a riff, whatever his cheshbon was, he felt a pi halacha. He should, I guess, I'm not sure. Maybe it's the first time he was in Yerushalayim and it fell out on Shabbos. But so he went to Rishmol Salant, and Rishmol Salant said, the minig is no. We do not blow shofar in the old city of Jerusalem when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So urban legend has it that that year, Rev Schlesinger didn't go to shul, and he davened home. And apparently, they say, he blew the shofar in his own house. He didn't want to violate the public minig, so he didn't. And the urban legend continues that they say Rav Shmuel Salant went by his house during that time in his backyard, and he listened to the shofar. So again, assuming the story is true, so according to Rav Schlesinger, there's no right, he thinks, based on sources, that he should be blowing shofar. But the shaila is, according to Rav Shmuel Salant, who's, and everyone else who's assuming that you shouldn't, so the question is, if you hear, so according to Rav Shmuel Salant, it seemed to be, he held you get a kiyum hamitzvah if you hear it. And it's a further discussion, who's the gzeiron? Is it the one blowing the shofar, but not the people listening to it? So therefore, it seems to be Kiva Schlesinger is working with Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rav Schlesinger is working, he thinks it's mutter. But if Rav Shmuel Salant, who let's say held that's not the practice, he seemed to be working with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Rambam that Ta Bidvar Mitzvah Va'asa Mitzvah. So you don't have to bring a carbon because there is a Kiyam HaMitzvah, like the Rambam writes, by carrying Lulav on Shabbos. That this point, yeah, the Minchas Chinuch, I think Kuf Chav Chalef, he says he disagrees with the Rambam. And says, the Rambam, what are you talking about? That was only talking about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, when there was but Bizman HaZeh, it wouldn't apply. So the whole Minchas Chinuch, in terms of when the Rambam, the simple reading of the Rambam doesn't make that distinction. He seems to say it applies all the time. But that's the issue. Tar b'dvar mitzvah ba'asa mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, no carbon. And the example it gives is shaking lulav on Shabbos. So therefore he seems to hold that you get a kiyam ha-mitzvah, even when the rabbi said not to do it. So which seems, you know, which is a major machlokas Rishonim, and it ties into lulav on Shabbos, it ties into shofar on Shabbos, and bizman Shabbos and mikdash kayim, it determined whether one would have to bring a carbon on that.